Rincewind followed it out and headed towards the Arch-Chancellor's study. Behind him, he could hear the wizards still arguing. He'd become familiar with the study through long years at Unseen. Generally, he was there to answer quite difficult questions like, how can anyone get a negative mark in basic fire-making? He'd spent a lot of time staring at the fixtures while people harangued him. There had been changes here, too. Gone were the alembics and bubbling flagons that were the traditional props of wizardry. Ridcully's study was dominated by a full-size snooker table on which he'd piled papers until there was no room for any more and no sign of green felt. Ridcully assumed that anything people had time to write down couldn't be important. The stuffed heads of a number of surprised animals stared down at him. From the antlers of one stag hung a pair of corroded boots Ridcully had won as a rowing brown for the university in his youth. Except during extreme flood conditions, it is extremely difficult to make much progress on the Ark, and the university rowing teams compete by running over the surface of the river. This is generally quite safe, provided they don't stand in one place for very long, and of course, it eats the soles off their boots. There was a large model of the Discworld on four wooden elephants in a corner of the room. Rincewind was familiar with it. Every student was. The counterweight continent was a blob. It was a shaped blob, a not very inviting comma shape. Sailors had brought back news of it. They'd said at one point it broke into a pattern of large islands, stretching around the disk to the even more mysterious islands of Bang Bang Duk and the completely mythical continent known only on the charts as XXXX. Not that many sailors went near the counterweight continent. The Agatian Empire was known to ignore a very small amount of smuggling. Presumably Ankh-Morpork had some things it wanted. But there was nothing official. A boat might come back loaded with silk and rare wood, and these days a few wild-eyed refugees. Or it might come back with its captain riveted upside down to the mast. Or it might not come back. Rincewind had been very nearly everywhere, but the counterweight continent was an unknown land, or terror incognita. He couldn't imagine why they'd want any kind of wizard. Rincewind sighed. He knew what he should do now. He shouldn't even wait for the return of the luggage from its argosy to the kitchens, from which the sound of yelling and something being repeatedly hit with a large brass preserving pan suggested it was going about its business. He should just gather up what he could carry and get the hell out of here. Ah, Rincewind, said the Arch-Chancellor, who had an amazingly silent walk for such a large man. Keen to leave, I see. Yes, indeed, said Rincewind. Oh, yes, very much so. The Red Army met in secret session. They opened their meeting by singing revolutionary songs, and since disobedience to authority did not come easily to the Agatian character, these had titles like Steady Progress and Limited Disobedience While Retaining Well-Formulated Good Manners. Then it was time for the news. The Great Wizard will come. We sent the message at great personal risk. How will we know when he arrives? If he's the Great Wizard, we'll hear about it, and then gently push over the forces of repression, they chorused. Two Fireherb looked at the rest of the cadre. Exactly, he said. And then, comrades, we must strike at the very heart of the rottenness. We must storm the Winter Palace. There was silence from the cadre. Then someone said, Excuse me, Two Fireherb, but it is June. Then we can storm the Summer Palace. A similar session, although without singing and with rather older participants, was taking place in Unseen University, although one member of the College Council had refused to come down from the chandelier. This was of some considerable annoyance to the librarian, who usually occupied it. All right, if you don't trust my calculations, then what are the alternatives? Said Ponder Stibbons hotly. Boat, said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. They sink, said Rincewind.
It'd get you there in no time at all, said Senior Wrangler. We're wizards, after all. We could give you your own bag of wind.
Ah, forward the Dean, said Ridcully pleasantly.
I heard that, said a voice from above.
Overland, said the lecturer in recent runes, up and around the hub. It's ice practically all the way.
No,